Now, I'm joined on the line by Andrew Caphart and also Alex Gibbo Gibson. Just over 2 years ago, they set up Challenge MND, which is a charity which helps people who've been diagnosed with motor neuron disease to complete long-lasting and memorable challenges. Alex has done loads of fundraising. He's cycled the Outer Hebrides, that's 165 miles in one weekend, walked 100 miles of the Essex Way in one weekend, climbed the Three Peaks and cycled 480 miles in between. He's also a Guinness World Record holder for the fastest time to travel the Thames on a pedalo. He's walked 52 miles Brentwood to Bishop Stortford in just 25 hours. He's abseiled off of the orbit structure in Stratford and lifted a million kilograms in less than 24 hours. And what's even more amazing is that Alex himself, who is the founder of Challenging MND, had the diagnosis of motor neuron disease several years ago, and he's completed the challenges along with a fantastic team, including co-founder Andrew. So hopefully I've given you a good introduction. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Michelle. Many thanks for having us back on the show.
Now, if we can start with you, Alex, how are you physically? How are you doing?
I'm okay, really, and I suppose MND has taken its toll recently. My voice is basically slowing down, obviously, and sounds quite slow. To hopefully you can understand me. So,
yes.
But in the last 2 weeks, I've probably had six or seven bad falls, you know, damaging my face, and it's although they're superficial cuts, it just shows how hard that in them. Concrete can be, and how delicate their head is at the same time.
I mean, you have done all of these challenges, and you were and you are still in really top physical condition, and this has really helped you, hasn't it? Being as fit as you are.
Fit myself. I believe, you know, all that mobility, strength training I still do is certainly helped to save off any further deterioration in the condition. And I think it's also to say on top of the mindset as well. I strongly believe that is a way forward, really.
Now, what is this? The charity's also recently gifted the MMD Association. How much were you able to gift them? Because it was for the COVID Emergency and Quality of Life grants.
Yeah, what we did, Michelle, was last year, obviously, we was affected with the MND community were having to shield quite a bit because they were in the vulnerable category. So that affected us in terms of what we could give as a charity. And we were really aware of that. We've been, you know, always had amazing support financially and other ways from our fundraisers. And so we wanted to make sure that we could give back to the community and really do what the charity was set out for. So by gifting £100,000 to MND Association, £10,000 of that will go to their COVID emergency fund. So people with MND can just apply for a £250 grant. And £90,000 of that will go to their quality of life grant. So we were very certain with what we wanted to do with the money. And that was basically to ensure that the money was ring-fenced to be used in a way that aligns with what we do as a charity. So it wasn't just a matter of just gifting £100,000. We wanted to make sure that it kind of stuck with the ethos for what we do as a charity.
Yeah. Now, COVID obviously has affected so many charities' fundraising as well, because obviously you would have been doing lots of stuff outside, and I know that you've had stuff to do with, like, rugby days and also, you know, having big bashes like the balls and the party and all the rest of it, and people can't actually do that. So how has it affected Challenging MMD fundraising-wise?
I mean, a lot of events have been cancelled or postponed, unfortunately. A real shame for that. All fundraising has been heavily hit over the year we've been operating over. But we're still able to reach out to beneficiaries. And as you mentioned just now, we're able to provide a check for £100,000 to the MND Association, which has been fantastic. Really good fun, yeah.
Now, we were at the top of the introduction, I was saying about the work that you do, but just again, tell us about the you know, people, you raise the money for Challenging MMD. Tell us about where the money goes and what sort of things you've been able to make happen for people that have got motor neuron disease.
Well, the whole idea of the charity, when Alex first came up with the idea for a charity, Michelle, was to, we knew that we weren't going to be in an immediate position to be, you know, one of the big players and being involved in research, which obviously costs millions of pounds. So Alex was always keen and, you know, has always driven through the charity's ethos that we affect the here and now of people's lives. MND is a very cruel disease which in essence shuts down the body, but the mind stays strong. So one of our sayings is create lifelong memories, and the whole point of the charity full stop really is to ensure that we can give our beneficiaries an amazing time with their family and friends, and that's varied from our first ever beneficiary, we financially helped him to attempt to climb the Matterhorn in Switzerland, and we've done things such as track days, a weekend at a gin distillery, abseiling off of the Orbit, and I suppose one of our best days when we had use of the Pedalo last year. One of our big supporters and beneficiaries, a girl called Natalie Shaw. She lives in Chelmsford, and she always says, she goes, "Oh, I look at Alex doing these challenges, and I just admire him so much, and I'd love to be able to do something like it." So Alex and Natalie, they pedaloed down the Chelmer last year, and there was two spots on the back of the Pedalo Free. So every mile or so, every couple of miles, a couple of Natalie's friends or family got on board. So quite a number of people took part in it, and it was an incredible effort from Natalie to literally sit on that Pedalo, Alex and her, for 8 hours doing 14 miles going through the locks. And at the end of it, I think Alex would agree, we all said, I think that's the greatest day we've had in the charity, when, you know, not only did Natalie have a sense of achievement, an amazing sense of achievement, but also turns around and says it's one of the best days of her life. It's just, you know, it was quite an emotional finish in Maldon when we all got there. It was a fantastic day.
Hello. Oh, who was that? That wasn't me making that noise.
Cameron, attacked by his dog, please.
I'm going to keep that in the interview, Alex. That did make me laugh. And you know, as you said, that was a record breaker as well, wasn't it? The Pedalo.
It was actually, and we smashed that Guinness World Record for over a day, actually. It was fantastic fun. We had a great bunch of boys on board, and we had a great publicity at the same time. We appeared on Channel 5 and also ITV, which was really good for the charity.
Yeah.
And in terms of raising awareness and funds for our charity, it was a superb a chance and a good event at the same time.
Now, the new fundraiser that you're doing, people can get involved. Tell us about when it is and how people can get involved.
I'll answer that question, because it's one of these crazy ideas that Alex comes out with, Michelle, and we think, well, we can't do that, but we always end up doing it. So last year we walked 52 miles. We walked from Brentwood to Bishop Stortford and back, and that was horrific enough. But then Alex this year has set a goal for himself to walk 100 kilometres, which is 62 miles in one day. So we thought, okay, well, we'll do this, and we were going to walk to somewhere like Halstead and back or somewhere like that. But then we had so many people that wanted to take part, we just thought it'd be too dangerous to do an out and back route. So we were looking for a venue that we could do laps. So so basically we've now been given the go ahead to use Thorndon Park, which will be on June the 26th. So we've got a number of people signed up for the 100-kilometre walk, but what it also gives us an option to do is to offer a shorter route, a 50-kilometre walk, which is still quite a lot, but also a 10-kilometre route as well, which would be one whole lap of Thorndon. So we're kind of looking at that will be... It'd be a great way to get a lot of people involved with watching Alex doing a challenge or being part of the day. And at the same time, you know, getting families involved, you know, so many people have been doing walking during lockdown. And it's very important for myself and Alex to keep re-emphasising health and fitness as a cornerstone to good well-being.
Yeah.
So 10 kilometres, 50 kilometres or 100 kilometres, and that will be on June the 26th. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Our website is literally being updated as we speak and should be going live, you know, within the next week. So that will be – so our current website is still usable, but we're making a more user-friendly one, and we've also just signed a deal to sell merchandise as well, because a lot of people say, oh, where can I get a Gibbo t-shirt or a jacket, so that's going to be launched over the next few days as well, so it's all really quite exciting stuff, Michelle. And I kind of had a chat with Alex a couple of weeks ago when we'd given the check over to the MND Association, you know, and when there's myself, there's Alex, there's three other trustees, Paul Everett, James West and Jane Watson. We have loads of people that help us, give up their time. You know, an old friend of mine, John Featherston, does all our design stuff. And, you know, we've got a PR lady or communications lady on board now, Joan Macklin, who's doing a great job. And I said to Alex, considering 2.5 years ago when we were first thinking about the charity, or Alex was first thinking about it, we were sitting in the coffee shop in Brentwood High Street, and we said, well, wouldn't it be nice if we could do this and do that? And we're getting there, and to give away a six-figure sum to a charity which is much bigger than us, you know, really makes us very proud.
And you should both be proud. And just again to say to people that Alex, there's certain people, Alex, that would get this diagnosis and they would draw into themselves. And what you've done is amazing, because you are changing the lives of people, and you've also changed the lives of people, not just with people with MND, but your friends and your supporters around you. So I know that Andrew and everybody is very, very proud of you. What would inspirational words would you give to people if, you know, it's been very difficult with COVID, people not seeing their friends and family. So what's your message?
It's a great question, Michelle. I suppose the message is, no matter what adversity you face in your life, you have to adapt and modify your own conditions and make sure you can complete various challenges of all sorts of kinds. I suppose that's the biggest thing for me. Although the MNDs are obviously taking its toll, I still try to push myself, try to challenge myself and push out as far as I can, as long as I can. And that's a key message, I suppose, to anyone in any sort of adversity to take on board. You know, there's always the worst people in this world, and I'm grateful that I'm still here, fighting my way forward and enjoy my life as best I can.
Brilliant. It's lovely to speak to you guys. Hopefully, before June, we can manage to get you back both in, but just before you start doing your walk, get you back into the studio. So it's been great to talk to you both. Thank you so much. That's Alex Gibbo Gibson, and that's Andrew Caphart from Challenging MMD, and you'll find all the details for that charity across social media. So good luck with that one, and I'll speak to you again soon, boys.
Thanks a measure. Thank you. Take care.
Take care, loves. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.